You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Could we talk about the track?
Yeah.
And
I'm actually
arrows.
Typing up the email right now to send out to the entire Kansas City team.
Okay. All right. Yes. Let's talk about
What is this on Fit Fun Fridays or something?
Well, we're going to be doing some Fitness Fridays.
Okay. Yeah. Fitness Fridays. But there are arrows, red arrows on the floor outside. Some of them are pointing right. Some of them are pointing left. No, Dana, it looks like my brain.
Dana, they're all over the building. I went down to the sales pit today. They're all over the sales pit.
So what are we supposed to do with the arrows?
There are two purposes for the arrows. Well, one, overall, it's a track that you're supposed to follow around the building. You know, like track and field track.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you tracking with me?
Yeah.
So you start at the starting line. You follow the arrows around. You do a loop around the sales department. You go up the stairs, do a loop around the music side.
Do you have to take the stairs or can I take the elevator?
Well, okay. Just bear with me here. Cross the building to the talk side, our side, do that loop back down the stairs to the starting line is one lap. That is 0.2 miles. But, do five of those, and you've got a mile under your belt.
Who measured that out?
Well, we did, the engagement task force.
When you were gone, I heard someone come up to Sam, and I don't know if it was an intern. I didn't see who it was. And they go, Sam, just want to let you know, I've measured that twice to your specifications, and it is five laps around the building equals a mile.
It is exactly 0.208 per lap. So
okay.
Five laps is a little over a mile. And the idea is, one, to get you up and moving.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe those knees will feel a little better if you walk some more.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're
what
right.
When you have torn meniscus, the best way to make them feel better
to keep walking.
Is to walk more.
And two, in some inside baseball, we have a very, I don't know, separated building. So we're over here in our own little wing.
It's segregated.
Segregated,
in a way.
That's the term I was going to use, but I don't know why I balked on it. We're over here in our little wing. Salespeople are over there. So the idea is while you're getting your fitness in, you go and say hi to people that you wouldn't otherwise say hello to.
Okay.
I go to the sales pit every day.
Well, you're an anomaly.
Okay.
So it's community building.
I don't hate the idea.
But Sam, not to poo-poo your track, my friend. But I couldn't help but notice in the little room between the two wings of the sales pit, you know, the old sales pit and the current sales pit.
Yeah.
There are two arrows that are literally facing each other.
Right.
So.
That you just go around in circles.
Do I just start making myself dizzy?
No. You go one direction, take a left, make a big loop around the sales department, and then you come back out the same entrance, which is why there is a.
But
separate arrow,
but
facing the other direction, because now you're going a different direction.
When am I supposed to walk this mile?
There's only so many hallways. We couldn't make it a perfect lap.
Right. No, you're right. I think anytime you can. Now you and I cannot get up during a commercial break and walk much because we've got 4 or 5 minutes to stretch. But Sam, I'm going to be honest. I love the idea of getting everybody up and moving, because there are days where I sit on the computer at home to do some prep work. Today ran to McDonald's and then got trapped in the parking lot of Planet Fitness. That's interesting if you're ever shoving fries in your face in front of a gym. And then I came directly in here and we sit for 4 hours. And so it is a good idea to get people
moving. It's
also
really important to get up and get moving. You sit for 30 minutes and there are some very negative things that happen to your body.
Sam, I love the idea.
Yeah.
But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Can I make a prediction?
No.
I am Nostradamus after all.
No, be nice.
I am going to be nice.
Okay.
Well, I'll be polite. Sam, I love the idea.
Uh-huh.
I really do. I don't think, maybe other than you trying to prove a point, I don't think anybody is ever going to walk a lap.
I do. You're wrong. I do. I think we'll all kind of do it. It'll kind of be, it'll like be me and the rower. We'll
do it once and then we'll get rid of it.
It's going to be like me and the rower.
All I can do is lead the horse to water.
You're right. You
if
cannot
it chooses
make him drink.
Not to drink, that's on him.
Good.
And then you're also going to be leading the building in some sort of workout.
Fitness Fridays, yeah.
Every Friday?
Once a month. Well, you got to start with manageable expectations.
I love it.
Okay. And then the big boss is going to do some sort of yoga.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
How many times do you think you'll be coming in for Fitness Friday, Dana?
What time is it, Sam?
All I can do is lead the horse to water.
What time is Fitness Friday?
I don't
Friday?
Know yet.
Okay.
I haven't really.
Is it at 1 o'clock? Now. I'll be here.
Yeah. No, you won't.
If it's at 1 o'clock, I will be here.
And how many times are you going to take Roxanne's yoga class?
I will do it every month if it's at 1 o'clock. I really will.
You're going to do a downward dog?
In front of your coworkers? Here's the problem with yoga in front of your coworkers.
It's not perverted unless you make it perverted.
No, it's not at all. But I'm going to tell you.
The name is perverted.
I'm going to tell you, all working out together as coworkers, you know.
I just don't see it.
I don't know that I. Yeah, just.
If you're having dirty thoughts about your coworker
I'm
and
not
downward
having
dog,
dirty
it's not downward dog
thoughts,
that's making you think you dirty thoughts
yoga,
about your coworker.
But in yoga, when you're relaxed, Sam, sometimes certain biological things happen, and I'm not sure you want to share that moment with coworkers. That's all I'm saying.
I do it all the time.
We're aware.
That's why you have your own room. So the stank stays in there. Sam, I love it.
It's not good to hold it in.
No, I understand.
Bad for you.
We're not just talking about gas. We're talking about all kinds of things, uh-huh. Emotions, everything. I get it. I love the idea. And I think you guys are really trying to be innovative and interesting and new. I just don't see people walking 5 laps around the building.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I'm not going to poo-poo it.
If it builds one connection in this building,
good
I
for you,
succeeded.
Sam.
Okay.
We need to be more connected.
Well, Dana, when
pardon
you
me for being an optimist.
No, I'm proud of you. Like I said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I like the uniqueness and innovativeness of your idea. Let me know when you do your first 5 laps around the building, which is 1 mile.
It is 1 mile. I will let you know.
Will it be tomorrow?
No.
Will it be Thursday?
Maybe Thursday. Tomorrow's not good for me. Maybe Thursday.
Why is tomorrow not good?
I have plans tomorrow during the day before I come
really?
Here.
Really? What are you doing?
I will be exercising, sort of. I will be outside getting some fresh air.
Hmm. You can come to work and walk 5 laps around the entire building.
Okay.
Say hi to some of the salespeople while you're down there.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.